In baseball news, checking the American League, Andy Pettitte pitched the Yankees to their first win of the season, and Mariano Rivera made a successful return to the mound in New York's 4-2 victory over the Red Sox last night. Minnesota cruised past Detroit 8-2, Baltimore doubled up Tampa Bay 6-3, Kansas City beat the White Sox 3-1, Oakland won against Seattle 8-2, and Toronto bested Cleveland 10-8. In the National League, San Diego beat the Mets 2-1 for their first win of the season. The Cubs slid past Pittsburgh 3-2, Washington 6, Miami 1, and Philadelphia shut out Atlanta 2-0. Checking interleague play, Cincinnati outscored the Angels 5-4. In the NBA, Nate Robinson made the go-ahead basket with 22 seconds left, and the Chicago Bulls overcame a 16-point deficit to beat the Brooklyn Nets 92-90. Elsewhere, Denver edged ahead of Dallas 95-94, and Oklahoma City defeated San Antonio 188. Checking the NHL, the New York Islanders fell to Washington 2-1, Boston shut out New Jersey 1-0, Montreal beat Winnipeg 4-1, Philadelphia 5, Toronto 3, Tampa Bay cruised ahead of Carolina 5-0, St. Louis bested Chicago 4-3, Phoenix doubled up Detroit 4-2, and Los Angeles shut out Minnesota 3-0. So, what games are happening this weekend in the NCAA men's basketball tournament? Syracuse takes on Michigan tomorrow at 8:49 p.m., and Louisville faces Wichita State tomorrow at 6:05 p.m. In other sports news, Auburn is reviewing allegations that players received or offered money from coaches. Rutgers assistant men's basketball coach Jimmy Martelli has resigned. ESPN reports that, like head coach Mike Rice, Martelli was also seen abusing players. For WAMC Sports News, I'm Jared Crowfoot.